idea, or on a face, on a vine, on Broadway. These are all single-syllable words in both sets of triplets. So we'll leave that open for you for just a little bit. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Thanks for kind words from our audience at 91.1 FM. WSHJ Grove City. We're happy to have you tuned in today. I'll give you one more. A ride, a boastful person, and an appliance. A ride. Oh, actually, that should be a ride. A bragging person and an appliance. A ride, a bragging person and an appliance. We'll answer those two shortly, or those three. Alan has a nose, a rose, and shows. That was our answer for On Your Face, on a Vine, and on Broadway. Jim in Crafton Heights just gave me these clues. A quick peek, a revolutionary ally, and a dream state. I love those three. That would be a glance, France, and a trance, right? A glance, a trance, or France and trance. That's got to be correct. Thank you, Jim. Jim also came up with coaster, boaster, and toaster for a ride, someone who brags, and an appliance. Nick knew a nose, a rose, and shows. So we're left with one at the end of it all. A box, a number, and a worm. A box, a number, and a worm. Somebody just... this person's text ends in 1-9. Ned Flanders' wife and kids. I think that's Maud, Todd, and Rod from The Simpsons. Oh, Nick has Roadster, Boaster, and Toaster. That's a great answer. For the first one, for a ride, I was thinking of coaster, like a roller coaster, and an amusement park ride, but Roadster is just fine. And Gerald in Indiana. Gerald, I'm glad you got this. He knew that a box, a number, and a worm is crate, 8, and bait. Aline and Jim also knew coaster, boaster, toaster. And Nick also came up with crate, 8, and bait. A lot of fun playing together today. Thank you for sharing your answers with us. Coming up, more fun. We are going to have a Youth Express segment that includes a pianist from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, as well as a conversation about climate action. And in our 11 o'clock hour today, we have a singer-songwriter, Arisi Watt. She was here last night at Mr. Small's Theater. in Millville. That'll all be right after a story from the WQED Write On Writers contest. Oh, we also have a feature on some very talented students from Chinette High School who are going straight to the world of work. I think you'll find the story to be quite interesting. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, KRDP, Indie Community Radio in Phoenix, Loudspeaker One in Fort Collins, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio. Now it's time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. This one is called My Future from Claire, who is a second grader.
My name is Claire. I'm 7 years old, and I live in San Ramon, California. The name of my story is My Future. When I grow up, I want to be the first USA woman president in history. I will make many wonderful changes to make my country more beautiful than before. To become president, I'll become a lawyer first. It is very important to understand the law and its implications. It also helps me to build up connections with other lawyers, politicians, and judges. In addition, being a lawyer helps me with arguing and debating. When I finally become president, the first thing I will do will be to ban pollution. I'll ban single-use plastic products. I will restrict the product standard and increase taxes for plastic products. Finally, I will encourage alternatives and boost incentive programs. Secondly, I will bring an equal opportunity to everyone to have an education. For those low-income families, the government will provide free education. There will be various scholarships for those hard-working children. Last but not least, during my term, there will be no war and fighting because there is no true winner in front of lost human lives. There are many other things that I would like to make changes and improvements. However, as a second grader, I'll work hard and follow my daily routine. And one day, I know that I will make my dream come true.
That's Claire, and I can see why her story was one of the honorees in the WQED Writers Contest. More stories next week, one at 7, one at 10.
Put on your sailing shoes. You gotta put on. Jedediah. He got a dime. He catch a whole fish every time. Oh, I got a line and you got a pole. I said I'll meet you at the fishing hole, but you gotta pull on your sailing shoe.
The Saturday Light Brigade and Sailin' Shoes. If you're a teen and you would like to be a podcaster and be compensated for your work, i.e. paid, we are now seeking teen reporters for Ratcast, a podcast series exploring Allegheny County regional assets. Teen reporters will receive stipends and professional credit as they work alongside each other, as well as our staff and our new youth media center. Apply by June 13th at slbradio.org/apply. Many different paths one can choose after high school. Some better known than others. Two seniors from Jeanette High School were recently honored with their very own signing day after committing to the trades and signing offer letters of employment with a local manufacturer.
I'm Nate Moore. I go to Jeanette Senior High School. I am a senior.
Justin Thornhill. I am a senior currently at Jeanette Senior High School.
My name is Jessica Gardner. I am the Human Resource Manager for General Carbide Corporation. General Carbide, we are a manufacturing company in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. We employ around 250 employees currently, and we're always growing. We're always looking for new talent and how do we develop talent just for our workforce to be the best that we can possibly be.
Yeah, so I recently signed a contract there. Jessica came into the high school. She talked to everyone, but I stayed behind and asked her a few more questions.
After that, I just filled out an application, got her phone number right then and there, and I was ready to go. with my friend Nate.
And then through the help of my teacher, Mr. DeLugas, we went through the interview process and we started about 2 weeks later.
My name's Joe DeLugas. I'm a co-teacher. I write individual education plans and co-teach classes. Justin and Nate are just two good kids that are ready to hit the world and just be productive.
I feel like this is definitely going to help me further my career in engineering because I do want to branch off to nuclear engineering at Pitt Greensburg.
Nate's got a full scholarship. He's actually better than a full scholarship. He's making money, and then they're also going to pay for his tuition as he goes part-time. So he's going to never have debt, and he's going to start making money right away. And I think the signing day is a way for these kids to understand that this is a big deal too, just like getting an athletic scholarship.
Dude, oh my gosh. Signing day was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced because coming from what I've come from growing up, signing day was a lot.
We wanted to make it something special. You see on the news and you see on Facebook and social media, students signing off that I'm going to so-and-so college or I'm going to the military, but let's have a signing day for them. Let's make them feel like what they're doing is going to be important also.
The whole process, it felt like I was signing for college, honestly. I felt like I was actually important to the company.
There's people, there were cameras, merch.
We gave them some swag and handed them our offer letter, took some pictures, and really tried to make them feel like they were doing something that was groundbreaking and big in their lives that they could be proud of.
One thing that strikes me about General Carbide and all the people that I met there, I guess one word is genuine.
It was definitely a unique experience because I worked in other places. They're just like, here, this is your uniform. You start Monday. With Carbide, it was just like, we're going to walk you through the process. We're going to be with you every step of the way. We're going to make sure you get to where you need to get to.
Day one, when they're full time, they're going to have a retirement plan. They're going to be contributing to a 401k for them. They're going to be providing full benefits. They're paying for any education or training to better themselves professionally. That particular company takes a lot of pride in the products that they put out. I think that's very similar to how Jeanette is. There's a lot of pride in what we do, so I think it is a great fit.
I definitely think Jeanette is trailblazing it. I think that they are on the cutting edge and forefront of where this goes in the future. When I talk to Jeanette and surrounding schools, it's a feeling of excitement. What does the future hold and how can we all partner together to make this happen?
If you would have asked freshman me if I thought this was possible, I would have said, no, you're crazy. They would never hire an 18-year-old fresh out of high school. Obviously, I'd be wrong. If you're a freshman and you feel like college or like the military is like the only escape to like have a good life, that couldn't be further from the truth. There is like a lot of options, especially in trades that pay better. Going to college isn't like guaranteed success. It's how you apply yourself no matter what you do. It's really how you carry yourself is how you decide your own future.
And there you have it. Jeanette, high school students who have already gotten off to the world of work after signing day. Now we're going to turn to students who also have gotten off to a great deal of work in terms of trying to do things to help improve the environment and not just trying to do things, but actually doing things. We have two students to introduce to you, and I'm going to ask you to each please introduce yourself. And if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to do it, either for folks listening now or who will hear this in podcast form later. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jay, and I'm currently attending Carmel and promoting soon. So.
And you're in Banksville, mm-hmm. right? And you're a rising ninth grader. Do you know what your high school will be yet?
I'm going to City High. It's not far from here.
Excellent. City High's a great school right downtown. Thoughts behind choosing City High as your next place?
Well, I noticed that inside it's actually really small, and I was like really interested in the unique way of learning. Like, they have really unique strategies of going about their school. And I noticed it was really different from what other things I've seen in school. So the main reason why I picked that school.
Yeah, their model's really interesting. You have internships. I think summer vacation's a little shorter, mm-hmm. right, than most schools. And there's kind of a dress casual, business casual dress code. It's a great school. Let's meet the other person who's with us, Grace.
Hi, my name is Grace. I'm a senior at North Allegheny High School.
It's nice to meet you, and you're going into your senior year,
yes.
correct? What's amazing, both of you were part of the Communitopia Youth Climate Action Summit that took place recently. And I'd be curious first what drove you to getting to be involved and a little bit about what you learned as being in the summit. And I'd like to just have you two, for the most part, take over and talk a little bit about what it was like. And they're both pointing at each other. I'm going to ask Jay to get us started.
Okay. So Communitopia was first introduced to me through school. So we had Miss Lauren come in and tell us about it. And she started this climate action change group at our school. And there we were also introduced to this summit. And she told us that you could present or you could be a summiteer. I was interested in the summiteer position. So I applied and I got in. We did meetings like every few weeks. And we planned this whole summit basically. And it was a huge success in my opinion. It was great seeing everyone go together, everybody just share their ideas. It was really fascinating.
What is the difference between a summiteer and an attendee?
So the summiteers, in the beginning, they would speak, they would share what climate change really is. They were just really more in front of everyone than an attendee. Attendees would just come and come sit down, listen to what other people had to say, while summiteers were the people saying things.
I see. So it just depends on how involved you are and how active you are. What about your thoughts about it, Grace?
So alternatively, the J, instead of being a summiteer, I was a presenter. So I led this presentation discussion, and we discussed our differences, our diversity in climate change, and how we're affected differently, but how it comes from the same cause and how we should have a unified fighting course because we have the same overall goal.
Let's talk about that. How are people affected differently by climate change? Sometimes we think of things like droughts or fires, but the effects are more profound than that and hit people in different ways. Can you talk about some of the things you presented? And please jump in, too.
Well, I was more focused on the fact that climate change it had this problem where it made many people not being able to do simple things, like normal things you would have for living. Example, eating, drinking water, things you need to survive. And it really just took that away for some people. And what I'm trying to say is people in Asia or in India, refugee camps over there, there's people that can't eat, can't drink, and that really concerns me because everyone should be able to do those simple things.
How does that connect to climate change?
That connects to climate change because climate change, it's
so a big thing we see with climate change is that often the people who do the least to cause it are the people who most receive the consequences of it. And people in maybe more impoverished conditions will really struggle with clean water supply and equal opportunities and such.
And I'm not challenging you at all. I'm trying to help make those connections too. So here, for the most part, we don't think about food insecurity here or about climate change. If it impacts food, it might be just a kind of food is not available. But what you're telling me is that there is outright starvation or famine as a result of climate change?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Interesting. How did other youth, what are some of the other things you talked about during this summit?
One of the presentations that was given was about mindfulness, and similar to the presentation I did about the unity we all have and trying to understand how people come from their upbringings and their ways of living and what caused them to act them in the ways they did so that we can like understand why they're doing what they're doing, the harmful things that they're doing in order to like create a more sustainable future.
Do you think I'm trying to think, Jay, you're 13, mm-hmm. Grace, you're 17.
Yeah.
Do you think most of your peers have accepted climate change as fact and are interested in taking action, or are you sort of in a minority when it comes to that?
I think our generation is definitely the first generation to really care about climate change, especially with all like the constant climate strikes and such. But it obviously is difficult to actually take action. So that was a big motivation for this summit, to invite kids to just come and talk and learn about how to be part of their community, because it's so demotivating seeing all the pollution going on in the world, especially living in Pittsburgh. And so joining together with other youth, they could find more strength and actually have an impact.
Interesting. When did you first get interested in the environment? Did you have interest before the Climate Action Summit? I would imagine each of you did.
I kind of started when I was like 11 years old. There were some things, you know, just casually on my YouTube feed, and I would occasionally watch them. But soon I started noticing how it's really such a big problem, and it's impacting us all in different ways and different varieties. And I couldn't stand it. And I decided once this opportunity was presented upon me, I was like, I have to join.
What about for you?
I think the first time I got really involved in climate activism was my environmental club at my school. We have worked to try to institute a composting initiative, which is a bit difficult, but trying to, because I have a huge school district, and especially with COVID, there's cautions over like contamination with utensils and such, so trying to compost food waste and food like utensils and such. And then from there, I got involved with Communitopia, which led me to this summit.
What kinds of actions do you think individual people can take to help prevent climate change? And I should say, some people might feel it's hopeless or that individual actions don't matter, but I'm not sure what other choices we have than to take individual action. Are there things people can do or that you would recommend doing?
I think the biggest individual action it's pretty commonly agreed that it's based on diet, like vegetarian, being vegan, avoiding those industries because of like the huge pollution and like the lack of ethics in the meat and dairy industries can really help prevent from an individual standpoint. But of course, the major change will come from like industry and major company change. So the most impactful thing would be to find power within those major institutions and governments and take action directly from there.
I would recommend, no matter what, even just don't give up. Like what Grace said, you can become vegetarian, but I don't want you to give up just because you think it's not making any change, because you have to believe in the process and you have to trust that it is making a change.
And when you mentioned being vegetarian or vegan, it's just because of the amount of resources required to create a diet. Is that one of the reasons you're mentioning that is a connection to climate change?
I just brought it up because it's a major pollutant. So not individual action just makes a major change more than, say, like limiting like plastic straws. So your constant consumption, like everyday consumption, makes most of the time the biggest overall impact.
I see. Anything to add from your end? I'm curious if the two of you have thought about what you want to do after. You're much closer, Grace. You'll be graduating after next year. Do you know what you might like to do?
I think I'll probably pursue future environmental engineering. I'm especially interested in energy engineering, like hydroelectricity. I'm inspired by Pittsburgh, by our polluted lakes and rivers, and how we can use that, the harms and pollutants of the past to literally use them, install like dams and stuff to make a more sustainable future using more sustainable energy.
Excellent. And have you, you're much younger, just heading into ninth grade, Jay, but I suspect you've been thinking about it a little bit.
I have quite a vague idea of what I want to do in the future. I mean, I just want to get into college, and I plan on majoring in either finance or business. And while I have a few colleges on my mind, I'm not sure if I can get into them, but let's just have hope. And I hope I can become successful in those majors. So,
what made you focus on finance and business?
Well, I've noticed that it's always just been what I was good at, what I always liked doing. I really enjoy just speaking, even though sometimes it can be hard, but I like to push myself, you know?
I was curious. You both seem pretty articulate. You led sessions, Grace. Did you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I did. It was a pretty relaxed environment, as the people I was talking to were mostly kids and other youth. Some of them I already knew. So it was more of a discussion, and not so much me being above them, but on the same ground of them.
That's terrific. And this is Summit here. I'm guessing you had a really, I can just tell, not an easy time, but you were at ease as you were doing that work.
I guess planning and having those meetings really, really helped, because if I hadn't planned those meetings with my team members, then I would have struggled a lot. But thankfully, because of them, I was able to pull it off.
That's great. Do either of you want to acknowledge anybody that helped? You mentioned Ms. Lauren before. Is she one of the organizers of the summit?
Yes, she was. Lauren Palomera. She's done a lot of great work, getting a lot of youth to work together in the city.
She visits a lot of schools and basically presents this idea and how to fight climate change. It's really great.
Yeah, it sounds like she's a great connector. Anybody else you'd like to mention? Teachers, family members, other folks involved?
I guess just all of Communitopia and all the youth who attended the summit.
Really anyone that's trying anywhere in the world right now to stop climate change or prevent it.
Communitopia.org is how you can learn more. We've linked to some pictures of summit activities. Thank you for joining us to talk about things.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you here today. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indie Community Radio, Phoenix, Arizona, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, available internationally, and slbradio.org/radio.
join the group. It's better than being a party poop. Obligato, pizzicato, Guy Lombardo. It's the craziest when you noodle with a doodling song. A 2, 3, 4. I like it so much, I'll doodle some more. Little softer, Perry Como. Even softer, pianissimo. Say you love me with a doodling song. B, C, D. Oh, what you doodly do to me. Say you love me, really love me. Say you love me true.
I love you.
Say you love me. Please believe me when you do. That makes toodle get together. Bet your boodle like the apples in a strudel do. When we noodle with a doodling song. What you call?
A real ball.
Say you love me. Really love me. Say you love me true.
I love you.
Say you love me. Please believe me. Cause when you do, that makes toodle. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo
all through.
Thank you.
We will have a pianist joining us in just a moment from Pittsburgh Concert Society. Not just any pianist. Henry is going to be joining us. He is in from Morgantown High School. You'll get a chance to meet him. A pleasure to have you along with us today.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade comes together with support from a whole bunch of people: Director of Operations Robert Gray, Director of Programs Janessa Schuler, Summer Interns Morgan McCray, Lance Wilhelm, and Lee Butler, Manager of Production and Distribution Chad Green, Manager of Special Projects Tad Whistle, Staff Educators Britt Hafley and Deanna Beringer, Senior Staff Educator Ben Rutkowski, Associate Producer and Community Coordinator Alexis Thompson, and Executive Producer Ricky Berger. More live music coming up in just a few moments, featuring a very talented pianist, acknowledged for said talent from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. That segment will be ready to go in just a few moments here at SLB.
Seven Mondays, two hearts, one love. Seven Mondays, you're all that I think of. Seven Mondays, let me count the ways. We'll be together in seven Mondays. 6 Mondays I'll get to hold your hand. 6 Mondays I'll get to see you again. 6 Mondays, let me count the ways. Reunited in 6 Mondays. Five Mondays is all we have to go. 5 Mondays I'll get to kiss you, I know. 5 Mondays, let me count the ways. It will fly by in just 5 Mondays. 4 Mondays I will see your smiling face. 4 Mondays I will be in a better place. 4 Mondays, let me count the ways. Side by side we'll be in 4 Mondays. Time is drawing near. 3 Mondays I'll be right beside you, my dear. 3 Mondays, let me count the ways. All will be well in just 3 Mondays. 2 Mondays I'll embrace you oh so tight. 2 Mondays I will hold you, darling, all through the night. 2 Mondays, let me count the ways. Walking together in just 2 Mondays. Just a single week to go. 1 Monday, your smile will be upon me, I know. 1 Monday, let me count the ways. We'll be together in just 1 Monday. We'll be together in just 1 Monday.
That is Billy Camp with a great song called 7 Mondays. I'm looking out to make sure everybody can hear okay. Our new Youth Media Center, we have more comfortable places Saturday morning as well to sit and to listen. I'm really happy that we have a guest from the Mountain State today. Henry Newton is a student at Morgantown High School, class of 2023, a rising senior. He's going to play first, and then we'll talk with him. Here now is Henry Newton.
Thank you.
That's Henry Knutson. And what is that piece that you just played?
That's Chopin's first impromptu in A flat major.
you sound just great. Tell me a little bit about yourself when you started playing piano or music, and just a little bit about your life. I know you're from Morgantown. Thanks yep. for coming up. That's a bit of a drive this morning.
Yeah. I drive, I don't drive. My parents drive me every week to lessons here in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's a weekly thing. But I started piano when I was 9, I think, with just a neighborhood teacher. We'd known her for a long time. I had her for about a year, I think, and then she graduated, I'm pretty sure. And I went to, when I was in 8th grade, which is a big jump, I went to another teacher, another neighborhood teacher. Then she graduated. Then I was like, Mom, I really want a better teacher. And then I got someone from WVU. And then he went to China. And then I got another teacher who I'm with now, Marina Lupinacci, in Pittsburgh. So
at WVU is a fine music school.
Yeah, it's great.
Other departments too. So it's interesting. You're in 8th grade, so maybe 13.
Yeah.
Insisting upon getting another music teacher. Some folks might find that very unusual, but you really had the passion to keep learning and growing.
Yeah.
Can you sort of explain just what it's like to have that passion? I mean, were you feeling just that there was so much more to learn or accomplish? I mean, that's really an incredible drive.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really explain why I wanted a better teacher.
I guess just to keep growing.
Yeah, to keep growing and to be able to do bigger, better pieces and to get more advice on how to grow. I feel like the teachers that I had, those two neighborhood teachers, they kind of just like would be like, oh, you finished the piece. That's great. It's not really like I would get feedback and, it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, and different people need different kinds of teachers. If you are more or less trying to be competent to piano and learn to read music and to follow music, that's one thing. But you really just kept growing and growing. It's kind of like, are you going to play intramural or pick up sports, or are you going to want to play at championship levels? And it seems like that's something you want to do.
Yeah.
You're graduating next year. Have you thought about what you might want to do after getting out of high school?
I mean, I want to do music. I want to do piano. I don't exactly know where I'm going to go yet. I really haven't looked into that.
But you're thinking of a conservatory?
Yeah. But if I get in somewhere else just to do piano, that's fine too, as long as I'm doing piano.
That's great. Not everybody with your talent feels that way sometimes.
I know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would very much like to get into a good school, but I mean, I haven't been playing piano as long as the other people have, that, the other kids, my teachers, other students. So,
you're very gifted. It probably doesn't matter where you start as much as how you are. What other things do you like to do in addition to piano?
I used to swim for a long time. I really liked swimming, but it just was a lot to handle. So I ended up quitting about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. So that was my main sport, but I don't do that anymore. I like to ride my bike, but that's how I broke my foot. So
I noticed, there are crutches. What bone did you break?
Oh, like 3, I think, in my foot. Yeah, I don't really know which one, but it's my foot, not my ankle.
Well, going into my senior year, I had a cast on my right foot, and it's tough. It, not only because of the pain of the break, but, crutches.
Walking on the crutches is a pain.
You can't. It makes it really hard to carry things.
Yeah.
And
impossible.
That's what people don't realize, I think, a backpack can only do so much.
Yeah, yeah. With the strain of the backpack and the crutches, and it's just a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it must make it so. Subjects in school, is there anything you really like, math or reading?
Math and science, yeah.
That's fantastic. How did the school year finish up with math? Like pre-calculus or?
Yeah, I'm taking calc next year, so I guess it is pre-calc. Yeah.
Well, you're incredibly gifted. What was it like when the Pittsburgh Concert Society had you audition and then notified you? Can you explain that process a bit? I mean, you ended up being one of their young artist honorees.
Yeah, that's great.
How did you find out about it?
Well, my teacher had me do it, and yeah, I went to the concert hall and played, and they called me later, and it was great. I won the competition, and then I got to play in the concert, which was really fun.
Yeah, that was at Christie Hall at Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, it's really fun talking to the other students too, who are there. They're really, really, really great.
What kinds of music do you like? Is it mostly classical?
Mostly classical, yeah.
Well, that's,
and a little bit of jazz here and there, yeah.
Do you have any jazz pianists you like especially?
I don't really know much about jazz. I know a lot more about classical stuff, but you know.
It's great to have you here. Before your next piece, is there anybody you would like to acknowledge? Teachers, you mentioned your...
Definitely my teacher, yeah, Marina. She's fantastic.
And the
fantastic
Pittsburgh
teacher.
The Pittsburgh Concert Society, who arranged to have you here. They're doing a great job. You can find more about them at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. And is that your mom out
there? Yeah, that's my mom.
There she is. We'll acknowledge her, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Is the driver. Do you have your license yet?
No, just my permit.
You'll get there.
I'll get
soon
there,
enough.
Yeah, soon.
how do most people pass on the first try?
And no, I don't think so. No.
I think I passed on the first try, but I remember being extremely nervous.
Yeah.
Doing that. Well, it's nice to have you here. And what piece would you like to finish up with?
I was going to play a Prokofiev piece, Diabolical Suggestion. It's a short piece. It's pretty fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I just wanted to be sure we got everything in. I hope we'll see you again sometime.
Yeah.
Here again, playing piano by way of the Pittsburgh Concert Society from Morgantown High School. Henry Knutson. Thank you.
Wow, that was fun, and it looked like you were having a ball as you played that.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a fun piece.
Yeah, it's a great piece. Have you composed at all?
A little bit.
Yeah, I could see that. That was just beautiful. That's Henry Knutson, and thank you for being with us today.
Let's see. Out to play, fished for fancies down on the bay, put a hook in yesterday, and it flew away to the morning, morning. It is morning. Two fine friends lay down to sleep, counting flocks of silver sheep, found a dream they tried to keep, and it flew away to the morning. Here's to friends both fine and far, I'm gonna follow where they are, gonna lay a wish on a rising star, find them again in the morning. Two fine friends sat down to sup, caught the moon in a silver cup, just about to drink it up, and it flew away to the morning. Two fine friends woke up again, kissed each other twice, and then prayed a little prayer with a big amen, and it flew away to the morning. Here's to friends both fine and far, I'm gonna follow where they are, gonna lay a wish on a rising star, find them again in the morning. Two fine friends sailed out to sea on a ship they call the Fancy Free. I lost them and they lost me when they flew away to the morning. Sing. Here's to friends both fine and far, I'm gonna follow where they are, gonna lay a wish on a rising star, find them again in the morning. Here's to friends both fine and far, I'm gonna follow where they are, gonna lay a wish on a rising star, find them again in the morning.
Hot Soup, live in our studios at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was such a great morning, and it was way back in 2009, February 28th, to be exact. Thank you for being with us here. Coming up, more live music. We're going to be hearing from Portland-based singer-songwriter Arisi Watt. She played last night at Mr. Small's Theater, and we're fortunate to have her the morning after this morning, and she'll be with us momentarily. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Alexis Thompson, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix,
WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations plus streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. Got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he hands you a nickel, hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. Then he finds you every time you slam the door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. Well, he puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks. His bedroom window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Well, she talks to all the servants about man and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Paul. She's 68 but says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I tried my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. They say sing while you slave and I just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
That's from an album called, well, it features David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger. The album is called Retrograss. In a moment, we'll have Arisi Watts and Jeremy Ferrara here, a duo that we're setting up for you to listen to. We are seeking teen reporters for Ratcast, a podcast series exploring Allegheny County regional assets. Teen reporters will receive stipends and professional credit as they work alongside each other and SLB staff in our brand new Youth Media Center. Apply by June 13th at slbradio.org/apply.